Can I tell you, when I was a kid, my family, we used to wash our hair with dish soap.
This is why white people always have lice.
100%.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Good luck.
I'm Turner Sparks.
Real deal, Irish Phil.
And behind the glass, we got Joe McRussell on the ones and twos.
Protect your small business with LifeLock.
Now you're running your own ads?
Yeah, you're right. You even get paid to advertise these
people. We get no money out of LifeLock. Joe's running his ads on the side. Rush Limbaugh. God damn, I can't think anymore. It's been a long day. We're happy to be here with you on St. Pat. Phil, give us your Irish impression.
Just a wee bit of bangers and mash.
Hey, top of the morning to you, lad. Hey,
drop the rock, fat boy.
I don't know anything. We had an Irish guest lined up. We won't say who it was. And they were going to tell us everything about Ireland, but it turns out I think they couldn't make it at the last minute. So we're just going to have to take it from here. I played on a Gaelic football team one time.
You play gay football?
Gaelic football. It's
Irish. Well, we don't have
Irish.
To add any more adjectives to it. It's gay.
It's
what are you licking?
Homosexual soccer. We mostly just goosed each other.
A bunch of jamokes.
You ran around a field. It was a combination. I played on a team, me and all these Irish guys. It was a combination of soccer, volleyball, basketball, and I guess.
In what country were you playing this?
Rugby. This was in China. There was a bunch of Irish construction workers.
I'm like, what?
No, the Irish construction workers, they were building houses out there for Chinese people.
Chinese got white slaves.
They import the Irish. Yeah.
Wow.
And then the Irish, I mean, they paid them. But yeah, they were doing well, the Chinese.
That's pretty crazy.
And so anyway, we had this Gaelic football team. I wasn't very good.
Was it like full-blown tackle, like in NFL?
It was like, think of rugby, but you could just rugby. Just think rugby, but you could dribble. You dribbled it like a basketball, but it was a soccer ball, essentially. You could dribble it twice, and then you could take like three steps and then dribble again. Or you could kick it, like hacky sack it to yourself. You could dribble with your hand or with your foot. Take three steps, run, and then drop kick it back to yourself.
Is this like a major sport?
It is in Ireland.
Like they have professional teams?
Yeah. And there's one in New York City. But I think it's semi-pro. Like, I don't
yeah,
know
I
if
say,
they...
Who are they playing?
They're all... I think even the professionals are still construction workers.
They're still doing white regular grocery...
Yeah, they're like football stuff. In the 50s or
gotcha,
whatever.
Yeah. Have a full-time social studies teacher that plays...
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, but they're just like ripped. So anyway, that's my extent of Irish culture. That's all I really know.
Yeah, I don't know much about Irish people because I've met a couple cool ones.
Sean, Joe Russell's McRussell's a roommate.
Yeah, I got a roommate.
I said cool ones.
Ah, he's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. Insane, but he's a nice guy.
Those Irish can drink. Tell you what,
they can drink really well. I got a well.
Is
first
that
of
a
all,
stereotype, or do they can really just?
No, drink? That's extremely correct. This team I played on with all these Irish people. Here's what they could do. They could drink, but then like anybody can drink, right? But what set them apart is that they would drink till 2 a.m. and then be up at 8 a.m. the next morning on the field playing.
Oh.
They don't get hangovers.
That's what happens to Sean. He'll go and drink all night and then run a marathon the next day.
He did the New York Marathon, and I was like, have you been training?
Hungover?
He said, no, not really. And he was out drinking the
yes.
night before.
That's what sets Irish people apart. They told me
you
they have
they
a
have
gene.
Higher, yeah, I was going to say, you think they have like a higher liver tolerance? Like their livers
yeah,
can absorb more?
Yeah, it's like some enzyme or something in their body.
They've evolved into drinking animals.
Yes, because they're generations upon generations of booze bags. And then eventually, they just don't get hangovers. They're like superheroes. So they would be, I would have to go home at like 10. I'd be like, hey, we got a game tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm going home. they would be like, oh, mate, we were out till 3.
This is recreational football. That's what times do your kids play soccer games at 7 a.m. No professional team would play at 7 a.m.
We weren't professional. I wasn't on a professional team. I was on, like, you know, you play a...
Like a pickup team.
Gotcha, okay. Like a basketball team at the YMCA or something.
God, even if I love basketball, 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
It was brutal.
Like, you guys, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, you have all-day tournaments. And then they would drink during the game. Like at halftime, they'd all take a shot.
They were like 1950s
and then they'd go
players.
Right back out and keep playing and be fine. It didn't affect them physically at all. So shout out to all of our Irish people.
I wonder how many
today.
Black people are in Ireland. I'd say give or take 150.
I know one.
I know a black lady, full blown Irish.
Yeah, I know a
it
black guy.
It threw me off. She started talking with the accent. I was like, "You're really good at that."
Yeah.
And she was like, "At what?" I was like, "The accent." And she was like, "I'm from fucking Dublin."
I'm from fucking Dublin,
like,
mate.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, yeah.
I know a guy named Liberty. Shout out Liberty. He lives in New York City. I see him every once in a while.
Is that his American name he picked when he got his papers?
American. He's from Ireland.
That's what I'm saying. But he lives in America. Did he change his name to Liberty to get customs?
Maybe.
He got one to get through the immigration process because he was like, Liberty. His middle name is Ford.
I think his family's from Africa somewhere, and then they moved to Ireland. And then he was born in Ireland.
So the Irish people that I met, I asked them the same. I was like, see, I don't even got no black people other than this lady I met.
Yeah.
And she was like, we don't have too many, you're black, like American black. She said, we have Africans. We have a decent amount of Africans.
Yeah.
She said, well, we don't have like Americans. She was like, you would be a hot commodity in Ireland.
You got to go over there.
I got to.
They have comedy clubs. Des
Bishop
used to have a club.
Yeah, but at the same time, Conor McGregor's so racist. And if that's the voice of the people, you know.
Well, who knows? What can I say?
I don't know, right? You know what I mean? I don't know, you know, with the potatoes being out and famine. And
I think they got control of that now.
You think they're eating?
I think they finally got potatoes.
Nice.
they put it back together, the
potatoes.
Okay,
I didn't know
stuff,
if they had French fries yet. I was like, I'm just going to go with a fucking large McDonald's fry and just shut the whole city down.
I mean, they definitely have McDonald's.
Okay. Well, see,
it's Mick. It is theirs.
They call it Mick?
No, but McDonald's, doesn't that make it Irish?
Oh, I never thought about...
Isn't Ronald McDonald an Irish dude? Well, that's why he has red hair.
No. Ray Kroc is...
Is that why?
It was started by the McDonald's brothers.
Yeah.
And then Ray Kroc bought the restaurant.
Ronald
and... Haven't you seen that founder movie?
No, I thought Ray Kroc started and then the brothers bought it.
No, the opposite. Ray Kroc's a businessman.
Yeah.
They were the restaurant
McDonald's
owners.
McDonald's was the original name.
It was
name
Ronald and Kevin or something like that.
And they were Irish.
Yeah. Well, they
listen,
have to be.
We'll address this at the end of the show. I'm going to find out.
I'm going to say they're Irish.
Okay. I like that.
I got a question for you, Phil. I went to... Well, first of all, wait. Patreon. I want to say... Forget. Actually, just pause on Patreon for a second. I want to say that our numbers have been going up and up and up. So thank you, everybody.
For listening, man. We're at 800 a week.
We're beyond that
We
now.
Were at 40 when we started, man.
40 when we started. We got 800 of you listen every week. That's we've grown by 20 times.
Because I'm so dapper.
It's because we're looking. Because we go the extra mile.
I do.
For anyone listening on audio right now, click over to video and watch us on YouTube. We're in full Irish costume.
And honestly, y'all kind of shocked me. Like, our Patreon's growing a lot faster than I expected. And I really didn't think I was going to have to mosh pit, if I'm being honest. And it looks like it's really going to happen.
It's going to be happening. If 5 more people put in $20 a month.
That's it?
We'll be in a mosh pit.
I'll be in a mosh pit.
We have 800 of you are listening. All we need is 5 of you to throw in $20 a month. And Phil and I will be going to the mosh pit.
And we know it's tough. Eggs are $38 for 2. But listen. Don't eat a little omelet here or there for the next week. Give us that 20.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking jump into a crowd of white people with my Timberlands on.
And it'll be on video. Joe will be there full camera setting the whole thing up. And honestly, thank you all for listening and telling your friends. It's only growing because you guys are telling people. We've only gone from 40 people a week to 800 a week because you're all telling people. So thank you. Keep spreading the word. And most podcasts don't get over ever like 100 listens a week. So just the number we're at right now, we're in the top like 5% of podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, because like...
And still broke. Let's pick it
and
up.
We're still broke.
Pick it up. We're in the top 5%. Let's get some money.
Right? I mean, you can fact check that at the end.
Yes,
but
we're
think,
still broke. Yes.
I think we're in the top 5%.
I will look that up right now.
Man, okay.
All right, now I got a question for you. I was in Macy's. You know Macy's is going out of business?
What? Like, in on 34th Street?
I know downtown Brooklyn's going to be gone.
Oh, no, that one. The main...
The Macy's 34th Street, I think, is sticking around.
Yeah, of course.
But Macy's is closing like 50 Macy's around, maybe 75 around the U.S., including the one in downtown Brooklyn. So they're having this like crazy sale going on right now. So I was in there. getting everything I could. And by the way, there's like three things left because they're just selling everything at crazy prices. So, so I had a question for you, and this is race related.
All right.
So I'm in Macy's. I go up to pay, and the lady's like an older black woman, right? And she's dealing, I get it. She's dealing with people all day long who are only there because everything's like 90% off.
Right.
She's not dealing with the classiest people in society. Right. She's dealing with like the dregs of the earth, including me.
Yeah.
So I get up to the front. It's a long line. I get to the front of the line to pay. And she says, oh, no, I said to her, hey, this jacket, it's 50% off. But there's also a sign next to the jacket. There's on the jacket, it says 50% off. There's a sign next to the jacket that says plus 10%. Everything here is plus 10%. So I said to her, I go, hey, is that 60% off or is that like 55% off? Because it's, is it 50 plus 10 or is it 50% off and then 10% of whatever's left, which would make it 5% more off, right?
No. If it says it's already 50% off and then there's an additional sign that says plus that 10, that's 60. I mean.
So that's what I thought. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
But I just want to know before I pay, right? And she says to me, she goes, it says what it says. It's on the sign.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but like, do you understand how there's two different ways you could interpret it? So I ask again.
With a line full of people.
With a line full of people.
Yeah, so I'm already here because I've worked retail.
There's 20 people behind
me. And here
me.
Comes Mr. Einstein over here wants to do fucking
how
math.
How is that? I'm just trying to figure out what the right answer
first
is.
First of all, we don't even know the education level of this lady. So you over here putting her on the spot doing math with a fucking line full of people. Just, I'm going to ring you up, whatever the fucking price is. That's how
that's
much it costs.
That's basically what she said
that's
to
how
me.
Much it costs. What the fuck are we doing here?
That, and she goes, it said what it said. I'm like, so is that 50 plus 10 or is it 55? And she goes, it says what it's on the sign.
Yeah.
And then she says it twice, and so then I don't ask again, and then she doesn't say a word to me. She rings it, ding, 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 rings it up, and then just goes, like, points at the card thing to put my card in. Never tells me the final price. So I just put it in blind, and then it ended up being 60% off. But also, okay, so am I in the wrong?
You're not in the wrong, you're just white.
This is what I was wondering.
You're just
this is exactly what I was wondering.
I need all the questions. I have so many questions. I just want to be thorough with my purchase. Meanwhile, they're like, it's a clearance sale, buddy. It's cheaper than whatever it was going to, you were going to pay. Mm-hmm. Moving along. I've been here since 7 a.m. It is now 6 p.m.
This is 100%.
Leave me the fuck alone and just pay the money.
This is the energy she
gave
me.
I'm out of a job in a week.
I didn't think of that part. I didn't think that her job might be ending too.
She's gonna be homeless and she has to deal with your shit.
Right.
And I'm like, but is it gonna be $49.95 or $51.95?
Yeah, you would have gotten on my nerves, especially if it's the end of my shift. I'm like, bro, if you don't just fucking pay, please.
She did not like me very much.
No.
All right, so we're learning. Listen, I don't know, Joe, would you have asked?
It depends on how long the line is behind me.
It was about 20.
And I get a lot of anxiety when there's a long line and then I start fumbling or card declines or something, but it's not supposed to decline.
Yeah.
It makes my neck sweat. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Especially those going out of business sales, the TJ Maxx and stuff. There's
They're up to their, they're stressed out beyond, right?
And here comes old Jolly Turner. Is this 55 or 60%?
I had my calculator out. I got an abacus.
The math's not mathing.
Turner, you might as well have just been wearing what you're wearing right now.
Hello. Hello, Governor.
That is not Ireland.
I don't know how to do an Irish accent.
Just a wee bit.
Jolly good day to you, sir.
The IRA is going
to
kill us.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
All right. We got a lot of questions. Should we get to our black and white advice questions?
Yeah. I mean, might as well, you know. Normally we have like a guest, so we have to expand it because we want to get to know them. But we already know each other.
We don't need guests.
Yeah, so I don't think so.
I'm sick of guests.
I don't say that. But
it's better when it's just us. We don't have to blabbermouths talking all the time.
All of our people that watch this have been on the show. They're like, really?
I didn't say a specific one.
My boo.
Hey, easy. That's not who I was. He's a
great
man.
He's going to take back all our listens.
That's our biggest, most downloaded episode, by the way.
Which was crazy because it just started taking off. It just started taking off.
We recorded it in like December.
That's where the fact check's going to come. We're going to Google his name after the show, make sure he's not incarcerated.
We got to know what's going on with Naveed Mahboob. Because just in the last, we recorded, I checked, it came out December 10th. And the episode started blowing up like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
So he might be in prison. Or he's a famous, or he sold a TV show.
Or he got a late night show in Bangladesh.
Yeah, he's like world famous.
And like that's the intro is this episode.
Maybe. Somehow, for some reason, people are extremely interested in him this week. So thank you. Welcome to all the
guests. Ramadan.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not. There's no chance it's Ramadan right now.
It's Ramadan right now, buddy.
I thought Ramadan was in the fall.
No, it's Ramadan now.
March 17th?
I don't know that when it starts, but we're in Ramadan.
Oh, so you think for Ramadan, people listen to Naveed Mahboob?
They can't eat. They fasting.
Wait, wasn't he not Muslim? I think he was Hindu.
So it's their enemy.
We are in Ramadan.
Thank you.
Oh, we're in Ramadan.
The 28th to March 29th.
Oh.
Wait, they don't eat for a whole month?
Dude, they don't eat. And not until the sun goes down.
They only eat at night.
Only at night. So they're like starving the entire day. And then at night they can eat.
What do they do in Mardi Gras if you're Ramadan? If you're
that's not how that. Well, Mardi Gras is an American.
They don't go to Mardi Gras.
No, but this we're talking about.
They
gotta
get hungry at Mardi Gras.
Why is Mardi Gras on? I mean,
because it's the same time of year.
That's all. Mardi Gras is literally only celebrated in Alabama and in Louisiana in those in that region.
That's true.
So it's not like a national thing. And I don't know how many Muslims they got. I'm sure they have a few, but it's not like a major point.
It's not a big concern.
Yeah, they're like, how am I going to get my beads?
They
like,
can drink liquid though, right?
Water. I don't know. Not until after. Not until after.
They can't drink water during the day.
I don't think so.
Maybe water only.
We'll check it, but I don't even know if they can do water.
This is the dumbest. This is the most ill-informed show.
Oh, they said this is the dumbest holiday. I was like, whoa.
No. I mean, you and me trying to figure out Ramadan.
Well, that's why we have Joe to fact check after, but I don't know if they can do anything.
You know more than I do. I didn't even know it was Ramadan.
I know.
So is it a coincidence that Ramadan and Lent are at the exact same time of year?
No, because most religions all come from the same region, same time period.
Does it have to do with like spring in general? And so then they kind of reverse engineered this is the time of year because spring.
Again, I'm probably the last person you should be asking about this, because I'm not Muslim.
But this is the show.
I know.
But we might know about Lent. I don't know about Lent.
I know about Lent. I'm giving up weed for Lent.
You're giving up weed for? Are you really?
Lent starts when Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. So
Ash Wednesday's already happened by the time this comes out.
Oh shit.
Yeah, okay. So you're in the middle of Lent. So you're 2 weeks into no weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. That's why I'm so stressed. I'm like, really? That's right. I forgot. So, yeah, I will be. I'm 2 weeks in. I'm on the wagon.
Feeling good?
No.
Feeling bad?
I just, you know, anxiety. But, you know, I'm coping through other ways, working out, masturbation. You know, just really trying to let loose without smoking weed.
That all helps.
I think so.
However you can get through it, you got to get through it.
I'm pretty nervous. I've never gone 40.
40 days. What about booze? You're not giving up booze.
Well, let's take it one day at a time.
Okay, okay.
I can't raw dog life, Turner. Yeah, I'm not there yet. You know what I mean? I got to have a little crutch sometimes.
Yes.
So. Especially if I'm at a show, I want to be able to have a beer or drink. Like, that's why I'm like, weed is something I do all day, every day. I don't drink at home by myself.
Yeah, you know
okay. I mean? So I don't really need to give it. Weed's something I need to see if I can.
And the thing is with weed, you can buy it anywhere. I mean, you can buy it anywhere all the time. But now it's like in the store.
It's everywhere, yeah. So it's just like, okay, let's give a cleanse.
All right, well, good luck.
Thanks, buddy. Keep on fighting the good fight.
Keep keeping on.
Yeah.
For Jesus.
For my man.
All right, we're going to get to your black and white advice questions. Oh, one thing I want to say. I'm coming this week. I'm in... Let's see, where am I? Oh, man, it just happened. I was just in Washington and Portland, Oregon doing shows. Oh, next weekend, I'm going to be in Medford, Oregon. I believe that's March 20th and 21st. If you're in Medford, Oregon, come out to the shows.
Do you have like a private jet or something? You're in Oregon like once a week.
No, I go there like twice a year now. For some reason, my career has taken off. That was 6 months ago. That was in October.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back. I'm doing a couple shows in Southern Washington, and then I'm doing a show with Ari Shaffir in Oregon, and then these Medford things. But those will have already... Everything except the Medford stuff will have already happened by now.
You think you'll end up moving back west?
I don't think so. Yeah, doesn't want to. No, there's no chance. Yeah, likes New York. Gotcha. I like New York.
Okay.
But it like more than half of my work is now like California, West Coast, Oregon, yeah. Washington.
Man. Now, when you go to Oregon, do you, when you try to attempt the river, do you just go for it? Or do you cock the wagon?
Tell you something?
And float across?
He's doing an Oregon Trail bit.
Do you take the ferry across? Do you wait to see if conditions improve?
No, can I tell you this? Last time I was out there, I started talking about the Oregon Trail on stage.
Yeah.
It bombed.
Wow.
No one, either it's hack and like everyone does it. That old video game, Oregon Trail.
I know what the fuck Oregon Trail is. Oh, one okay. of my you favorite games.
Yeah, you were.
I just didn't know. He just really went in when you're passing the river. I'm like, what?
I knew
river?
Exactly what he's talking about because I tried it on stage. It either they've heard it all the time and that it was like hack, or they just, I think it might have been a small window. Of you had to be a certain age to even know what this game is.
Third grade.
Like no one over 50 knew what I was talking about, and no one under 30 maybe knew what
it was
I was talking
generation.
About.
Our generation, like we're 5 years apart. It was that decade.
It was that little tight
little
thing.
Decade.
Yeah,
they probably didn't have computers in Oregon back then either.
That could be
that
it.
That didn't
too.
Get there till like 6 years ago.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark yeah. brought them.
There's
I think.
No way something that close to Silicon Valley did not have fucking computers.
No, they had Nikes from Oregon. They got everything. But it was maybe even 45 and up didn't know what I was talking about. It worked for like 8 people in the audience were laughing out of like 100.
Yeah, that's not a good
That's
ratio.
A bad way. And that's also I did it to start. I opened. Because you open local, you know? Yeah. You're like, hey! And I'm like, this is going to kill.
What's up with this Oregon Trail?
I was
like,
digging out
go.
Of that hole.
Here we go.
I was digging out of that hole for the next 10 minutes. All right, you guys, we'll be right back with your Black and White Advice questions and answers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout-out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with your Black and White Advice questions and answers. The first question comes from Martin in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin says, I'm a 45-year-old black guy. Why will white people rescue dogs but not humans? Wow. I have the answer for this.
Yeah, here you go.
So there is a... This is by the way, this isn't true for all white people. There's tons of white people give to charity for like, you know, homeless, whatever. But there's a certain type of white person that likes animals more than they like human beings. And that's because they're a bad person. That's just the basic answer. It's always your friend's wife who's like, oh my God, they work at an animal shelter rescue. And then you meet them and they're just like the biggest asshole you've
ever
met. Yeah,
nobody
wants
to be their friend, and dogs can't tell you they hate you.
God, yeah, dogs have no, they like everybody.
Yeah, you can, I mean, you've seen it. You literally, people spank their dog, beat their dog, put their nose in their shit, and the dog 3 seconds later is like running up back, licking them. They have a quick memory. So, you know, even if you mistreat them, they still love you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Humans, we see the flaw in you. And
yes.
You're like, you're a horrible fucking person.
Yeah, and there's a type of person, when you've struck out with every single human being, the only thing left is like, well, at least
he doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah, my animal. I can be friends with my animal.
Yeah.
So those are the people. The people. It's the same thing. You know, like the women who say they don't have women friends.
Those are always red flags.
Those are most women will tell you that's a bad. Don't be friends with that.
Yeah,
person.
That's a red flag.
That's a red.
You don't
flag.
Like any women.
Like, yeah. I just hang out with guys. Yeah. I like sports. It's like, oh, you can like sports and still have female friends. That's like people who only hang out with dogs. I'm not saying it's just women. There's men like that too.
And there's not just saying it's white people. I know black people like that.
What's the old Norm MacDonald bit that Hitler had a dog, you know? Even Hitler's dog liked him.
That's pretty funny.
The Norm named the whole special, Hitler's Dog or whatever. I think it's called Hitler's Dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the answer.
I like that.
Yeah. Next question?
Yeah.
Connor in San Jose, California. By the way, has there ever been a black guy named Connor?
I'm sure.
I feel
somewhere.
Like it's a very white name.
I'm sure there is, but not really. But I'm sure there is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor says, you guys talked about how white guys don't use lotion as much as black guys on a previous episode, which as a white guy, I can attest is true. My question is, what about face wash? My wife started forcing me to use face-specific soap 3 years ago, but before that, I never did in my life. How long have black guys been using face wash?
By that, that's probably something new once they started putting the face wash in the soap, and it's a 3-in-1, but most of us weren't just buying face wash on its own. I think more women were doing that. Women were the one who just taught us about that, like in general, like, you know, because I was like the type, especially in the trenches, when I'd run out of soap.
Yeah.
I have been known to use hand soap to wash my body. I'm like, it's still fucking soap.
100%.
And they're like, are you crazy? But it's always women. They're like, that's so bad for your skin.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it's not for my hands? Like, I don't, but it does. It makes your skin real tight. And so, but I didn't know that until women started teaching about exfoliating and shit like that. So I don't want to say it was a black, I think women across the board.
Okay. So women were ahead.
With skincare.
Women led
the way. We just knew you needed to wash your body with soap and you need to put lotion on after. But the types of soap to use and stuff, that was women.
Like, can I tell you, when I was a kid, my family, we used to wash our hair in a pinch, which happened a lot. We used to wash our hair with dish soap.
This is why white people always have lice.
100%.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, 100%.
Dawn dish detergent in your hair.
Dish detergent in our hair. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. You put it in the thing, and then, because we weren't the most organized family, so you would just run out of stuff.
Y'all had a community toothbrush turner.
We know
the family.
We did have, the Sparks had a community toothbrush, and then we would also, yeah, because you'd forget to go, mom's gonna go shopping at the grocery store and just forget to pick up shampoo. And it was in our house, a lot of stuff was just kind of no big deal. You go, no, we'll get it next week. This week we're all doing palm olive or whatever, you know? And so we would just wash our hair with dish soap.
Just like a film on your hair.
So then when I grew up and like met my wife, this idea that you needed a different soap for every single, like one for your face, whatever, everything was different.
You're right.
Completely new to me.
Women.
Women in general.
No,
right?
Yeah, women taught you that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Women teach you.
But is that even true? Or is this definitely just they're trying to make money?
No, it's definitely true. It is a difference. You know, when you're talking face and stuff, you want it to be soft and stuff. Your hands are always rough because you work and stuff like that. So it doesn't have to be so gentle.
Yeah.
And it's heavy duty shit. It goes on. You want heavy duty soap. Your body's a little more sensitive. Yeah, I mean, you want a better soap.
I'm still new to that.
You're new to a lot. I'm starting to learn.
But, I might go back to the palm olive one day. My hair's okay.
Now, when you were a little kid,
yeah,
and your parents are washing you with the dish soap, now, would they wash you all at once or would they let you soak overnight?
There he is.
Joe the Muscle Russell.
When he's not full of whiskey, he's quick, baby.
Joe McRussell. He's better as an Irishman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ah, that's great. All right, next question.
Sweat my tits off in this hat.
Okay, this is George in Portland, Oregon. He says, I'm a white guy. I work, and one of my close friends at work is an African guy, and he's always complaining about black American people. My question is, what do black people think of Africans?
Let me answer this carefully. So here's the thing. There is sometimes, like, I guess I want to say just a discourse. Is that the right word I'm looking for? No. Anyway, there is sometimes tension between American, but not like to, like, okay. But like, if you were ever a situation,
yeah,
like, I don't know, the Birmingham boating. And I don't know if you remember that, when the white people jumped on the black worker and then the whole fucking dock of black people swarmed the white people and started fighting. If it was ever some shit like that where I saw white people bothering an African dude,
yeah,
we gonna side with the African. You still
same
black
team.
You still black. I'm gonna ride with you.
So it depends on who the enemy is.
Yeah, right. Depends on who the enemy is. But like, when it just comes to us, like, we don't, of course we don't have a problem when they're black, but we are completely different. And mm-hmm. and we know it, they know it. They act like it, we act like it. You know, Africans, especially when somebody, they're like, Americans are so lazy. And you know what I mean? Like, they're constantly, and but the thing is, they work hard as fuck. Like, Africans really do. And Americans, we came up in a different culture. So it's not that we're lazy, but we ain't immigrants neither. So it's kind of, we already got papers and shit. We kind of comfortable here. This is,
immigrants in general have to work harder.
Right? So African immigrants, they're just disgusted by like how non-serious we take shit, how lazy we are. We don't give a fuck. Meanwhile, they're working four jobs because they want to buy a company and, you know, bring their family over. So it is just a difference in how we do things for sure. But no, I mean, it's all love. But I know some black people, they're like, I don't fuck with Africans. They the one who sold us into slavery to begin with. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, there's that.
You know what I mean? So you have different points of view when it comes to that. They're like, well, I ain't falling for that shit again. And it's like, okay, that was quite a
What problem. About in the dating world? Because I can see if you're a black woman in America, the idea that an African, that could you could go be royalty somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
At least that's how they sell it to you. All right.
You could
I know, go, I know a lot of Nigerian princes on Facebook. All right. Doesn't necessarily.
You could show up in the Congo and all of a sudden there's a castle.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know we were.
It's also a genocide going on there, too. So, yeah, you're the queen of the castle until they come and chop your fucking head off because, yeah, it's well, like you don't know what part of Africa you're going to.
That's a good
there's
point.
Really nice parts of Africa and then there's Africa.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? So, and the thing is, I think,
what are we doing,
man? You know what I mean? So you see it all the time, like, because we're, the way they portray Africa in American media is so, is fucking mud huts and.
Well, kid, no, it's kids the Lion
with,
King.
Kids with eye, with flies on their eyeballs and shit. And they're like, for 10 cents a day,
yeah.
you can feed little Botswana. And it's like, and so that's all you think Africa is. And then you go to Africa, which I've never been, but the pictures from my friends go, and I'm like, wait a minute, they're rich like this. Like,
yeah, there's major cities.
This is the craziest shit you've ever seen. It's like Wakanda. Yeah. I'm like, oh, see, but that's the thing. We're so ignorant because we only have what the media gives to us, and most of us aren't world travelers, so we don't ever get to see for ourselves. So we're like, I ain't going to fucking Africa. You ain't sending me back.
Yeah.
But the people who've been there, they're like, send me the fuck back to Africa.
There's great cities over there.
Right, just like anywhere.
So Ye had a cooking. So my wife's a Chinese cooking instructor, and she had somebody. Usually it's a group of people come over, like four or five people. They want to do a birthday party, or she goes out to a company for a team building. She had a lady come by herself, one person, and it's not cheap to take this class. So she's like, wow, it's kind of crazy. Just one lady's coming in. And the lady was really insistent. She's like, I need to do it. Tomorrow, I can't do it after tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day I can do it. So she just put everything together real fast, taught the lady. The lady comes over. I'm forgetting the country, but she had, it was an African lady who has a Chinese restaurant in some major city in Africa. And she's like, I found you online. I want you to teach me these three specific dishes because I want to add them to my menu at my restaurant. How cool is that?
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, she was pumped. She was like, you'll never believe what I just did. I'm on a menu in Africa.
A Chinese restaurant in Africa ran by Africans is pretty wild.
Pretty awesome.
It's probably, I don't know if I'm, see, that's the thing. When I pick Chinese food, I'm going to a place that has the most Asians in it.
Oh,
that's how I pick
point.
My Chinese
that's
food. If I go into a Chinese restaurant and it's nothing but Nigerians cooking, I'm like, all right. You know what I mean?
You ever get that white sushi chef? I always request no. Yeah. I always,
absolutely not.
No, not happening. There's always that one fat white guy and the rest of the people are all Japanese. And then he comes over. He's like, hey, I'm Frank. I'll be your sushi chef.
He
and
said,
you're
like
no. No, you will not.
No, not even close.
I'm out of here, Frank.
That's crazy. Beast might be one of the best ones. You know how they don't accept people into that culture
Know. There's the guy. Yeah, he studied in a...
Yeah, he's like, he learned from the man.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, Frank was like, I lived in Japan
for
15
years. He was living on Mount
Fuji,
doing Kung Fu or whatever, Taekwondo. Those are Chinese and Korean.
Yeah,
what's the African one? Karate.
Karate is not African.
No, sorry. I mean African. Japanese. I'm mixing up.
Karate.
Anyway, I'm no on the white sushi show.
Yeah, no. I want you to be from that culture.
Can I tell you one thing though? A lot of times you go in New York City, and I speak Mandarin Chinese so I can pick up on it. Almost all the sushi chefs are Chinese guys in New York.
They're not Japanese.
No, they're sort of pretending to be Japanese. I mean, they're not saying it out loud, I'm Japanese, but they're playing off the ignorance of American people that
we have no idea, aren't
going to know the difference.
And we don't.
Yeah, and we don't. Yeah. And these guys are making a killing.
Yeah, you could put a Korean back there. I'm like,
sushi is just as much from Texas as it is from China. It has nothing to do with the country.
But it's so close.
Yeah, but it's a world away.
China and Japan?
Well, they're separated by an ocean. It's like saying...
Wow, I really got to get my geography up. China is not neighbors with Japan?
I guess they're neighbors.
I thought it was an island off the coast.
No, it's its own island. And then you got, you have China, but they're just two separate countries separated by the East China Sea, which is an ocean. I mean, it's the it's like saying Jamaica and the United States are the same place. It's that far away, if maybe even further.
Okay, so okay.
So if you had a bunch of, I don't know what it would be, but like American people sort of pretending to be Jamaican just because people wouldn't know the difference.
Chet Hanks, literally.
There you go. If Chet Hanks was cooking jerk chicken.
We'd be pissed.
And no one really
But his
knew.
Accent was, he's like, they'll never get it.
Yeah,
he's
they'll
like,
never
I
know.
Sound just he's, like him.
That's basically what these Chinese sushi chefs are talking about.
Okay.
You could put a Filipino guy back there. No one would notice.
You could probably even
He's
Filipino.
Just pretty tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we would think.
Is that his name?
Oh, boy. Pretty tan.
Is that his name?
I have one more question about the Africans and the black guys. I think a huge difference is African guys like soccer.
Love yes. soccer.
Because regular black Americans don't like soccer, right?
No. We're not really into it. You know, I mean, it's the truth. But soccer is like, I mean, soccer is like the biggest sport in the world. We yes. just in America don't fuck with it. Like
Americans
that.
In general don't like it, but white people have gotten into it, and I know why.
Why have white people gotten into soccer? Because it's something they can still play.
It's a fascination with Western Europe, like England and that stuff, and wanting. It's a way to show that you're cultured among the white community to other white people.
Oh, really?
It's like, oh, you don't like. Mbappe?
Yeah.
You were really, did you see what Mbappe did last week?
Gotcha. It's a way for them to fit in and have something to talk about.
It's a way to kind of feel like there's white people who don't watch. They're the type of person who says, I don't watch sports. Do you know those people?
Yeah.
Because they want to pretend means they read books.
Oh, I know these people all too well.
They're the worst people.
I agree.
They're the worst people on earth. They're like, I don't, sports ball. Oh, wow. Is there it's Super Bowl? Okay, sports people. You know, but then they'll watch soccer. And it's not the sport they don't like. It's that they think you're dumber if you watch American sports, but somehow you're a genius if you watch soccer.
See, the people I was thinking about, they don't watch any sports because they're readers. And anyway, moving on.
Are you talking about a specific person?
A specific family.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I'm taught there's guys who will. Pacific Northwest, you'll get this a lot, yeah. Like Seattle, Portland. There's guys out there who they're literally in Antifa, you know, but also they're into soccer. The Antifa people usually do not cross over with being football fans,
right.
Or like they're not into the Portland Trail
Blazers.
But
soccer,
but for some reason they're super into soccer because they think it elevates their status.
I just think it's kind of boring. That's why I don't like. I've watched.
It's hard to get in.
90 minutes. I mean, it's a huge field, and you're. Lucky if they score a goal apiece,
like 1-0.
Yeah, so
1-1.
Like, oh man, and
I can get into it if there's nothing else going on. But
I watch
second...
the World Cup.
I
watch the World Cup because when normally like everybody's playing hard and it's like, oh shit, you know, I'm rooting for America and shit. But I don't really have no skin in the game. But you know, that's what I'll watch that. But yeah, like just regular games. There's a bar across the street from where I work, and it's like a soccer bar.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's 8 a.m. and it is packed out.
Yeah, because it's the afternoon over there or something. Or the
but evening. You're in New York. I'm like, where do y'all work?
Yeah,
where it's 8 a.m. and you're banging beers watching a soccer game.
Oh, on like a weekday.
Yeah, on a weekday.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh man, I see it all this wild.
I try every year. I try because soccer starts like maybe a month before football, college football, NFL football. So I'll be like, you know what? This year I'm going to do it. I'm going to get into I'm going to join Antifa. I'm getting into soccer. Here we go. I'm going full white. And then the second football season starts, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm done.
I think I'll cut on a baseball game before I watch soccer.
That's a big ask.
Baseball.
Now with the pitch clock, I think probably.
And that's what it is. I watch baseball more now because the games are a lot quicker. And I've always liked baseball if I'm going to the game. I've never liked watching baseball on TV.
Well, soccer at a game is pretty great.
Well, I bet if I went to like Arsenal's game, like
yeah, you would be
I'd
into
probably,
it.
Yeah, because I'd be into fun. It. But yeah, watching on TV, I'm just like, I don't understand. Yeah.
All right, that's the episode. Oh, wait, no, White Lies and Dark Truths. Joe
yeah,
Russell.
We got a what lot, we got? Guys. We got a lot.
We got a lot. Yeah, we were shooting from the hip this
episode.
Oh,
boy. So
I don't think we got anything right.
You guys, I think Phil said there's 150 black people in Ireland. There's actually about 67,000.
Give or take a few.
150. Yeah. So there's one. The McDonald's brothers, they were Irish. They're Irish Roman Catholic.
Oh, I nailed it. I guessed. I just guessed because the red hair of Ronald.
Yep. They founded McDonald's in San Bernardino, California in 1940. And then Ray Kroc bought McDonald's from the McDonald's brothers in 1961 for $2.7 million.
Wow.
So we're talking about podcasts. According to the podcasthost.com, the top 5% of podcasts have around 1,101 listeners. So
we're almost there. A week?
Yeah. Yep. And then the top
1,000, we're at 800.
Yeah.
We're almost in the top five.
And the top 1% have around 4,700.
We could get there.
We could get there. In a couple of years, we'll probably be there.
By the end of this year, we'll be in the top 1%.
Okay.
That's only, we only have to get four times bigger. We've already gotten 20 times bigger.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And Phil is right. No Muslims are allowed to drink water during daylight hours while fasting for Ramadan. However, they may drink more water at night to make up for lost fluids.
But imagine being parched and you have 12 hours before you can take a sip.
I used to run cross country in high school with a guy who would do that.
During Ramadan.
Yeah. I didn't realize he wasn't drinking water.
Yeah. So he was literally.
So he was running 5 miles.
Superhuman.
Yeah. And then just.
Like, I'm good.
Going home and waiting for the sun to go down.
Dude, I would.
Saud Habas. Shout out Saud Habas.
I would be no good. Oh, my God. No water. I would be just ruined.
He was still faster than me.
Of course he was.
That's it, everybody. Patreon subscribers, stick around. Everybody else, happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great one and stay black.
Yes, sir. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.